Some of it was the police.
To say the least. But you were drawing, what, 3,000 people a show?
Yeah, we were drawing big crowds out there. Even before we had any kind of record deal, even without an independent record or anything like that, we were doing some unusual things pretty quickly. We landed our first deal within a year of the band being together, playing our first gigs. So, and also something that you have to remember is people want to put a lot of emphasis on what we were doing visually, but initially, Wasp never had any intention of ever playing live. We were just going to do a demo, and as soon as we got signed, then we would play live. We did a demo that had about seven of the ten songs that ended up being on the first album. On that demo was I Want to Be Somebody, Love Machine, Tormentor, The Torture Never Stops, Sleeping in the Fire, Hellion. There was a whole bunch of things on there that proved that this band would stand on its own without any kind of a show. As a matter of fact, we were signed to Capitol Records. They had never seen us before they had listened to the tape, and they were sold on the idea of the band before they ever saw us. And when they came down to see us live, it turned them off so badly because they thought that it would never happen that they almost did not sign the band. But as history would have it, here I sit today.
Now, with the album Inside the Electric Circus and the tour, you said before that you were actually in Europe, you were like a couple days ahead of Alice Cooper, a couple days before?
Ahead.
A couple days ahead.
Right.
Do you think that people are going to try and get the same thing with Alice Cooper that they get with Wasp? You know, I mean, he's back. Does it make a difference at all, or is he actually, is he becoming a joke now, or is it, you know what I'm...
Well, I'd never want to say something like that, but... it's hard for me to say because I don't get to see much of anything anymore, much less someone that's as closely associated with us as that. I would wish anybody like that the best of luck in the world. The only thing I can say about any band, I don't care what they're doing, it's the quality of the material or the lack of. That determines whether you stay or go. I don't care. You can have the greatest show in the world, but if those tunes don't stand up, you got nothing. That's what it means at the end of the day.
You know, the Wasp does, was Alice sort of the forerunner of that sort of
he wasn't the only one. I mean, you had Kiss before that, but if we're going to give credit, let's give credit where it's really due. Arthur Brown, the Crazy World,
Crazy
Arthur Brown.
World.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first to put sight and quality sound together with that record, which if anybody wants to go dig up that record and listen to it, they will hear a lot of similarities of bands doing things on the circuit to this day, with a band of musicians who were all at one time, not collectively at the same time, but everybody that was in Emerson, Lake and Palmer had been in his band at one time or another. He had had the best of everybody. Peter Townsend co-produced that first record for them. I mean, it was a meeting of the minds. It was a great record, and a guy who was a quality showman. So essentially, if we're going to give credit, let's go back to the beginning, and I would say he's the guy that influenced not just Wasp, but Kiss, Alice Cooper, and anybody else that's in this genre right now doing this.
In the beginning, I Don't Need No Doctor was recorded. It was written by Ashford and Simpson.
Solid as a rock.
Was recorded by Ray Charles. As you mentioned to me earlier, it was written for Ray Charles.
Right.
And then again, Humble Pie.
Right.
And now, Wasp. Why?
We always did B-sides for European singles that were cover songs. And they were only released in Europe, so we did things to entertain ourselves. Well, a couple of years ago, we did a version of a old Rolling Stones song called Paint It Black, and it was a pretty unique version of the song, and it did not go on an album. And then last year we did a remake of Mountain's song Mississippi Queen, and that did not go on an album either, and it was a pretty good version of the song. And so I said, well, never again. If we do a good version of a song, it's going on the record, by God. So we did two cover versions this year that were supposed to have been B-sides, and they both turned out well. So we said, we're putting them both on. We could not figure out what to take off the album because we already had 10 tracks on. So this album is essentially 11 and a half tracks if you want to consider the big welcome. It's a minute and a half long. We'll call that a half a track. So 11 and a half tracks, 50 minutes long. It's a rather lengthy album, but we could not figure out what to take off, so we put everything on. More bang for your buck.
All right. I've got to give you this shirt. How many of these things you have? You must have at least
three. Oh, man, I got wallpaper in my house right now. If I ever start a Boy Scout troop, I can use these for pup tents. Let me tell you right now.
Well, this is it. This is the sunglasses.
That's
one.
Right. This
I want to thank you for coming by.
Thanks a million.
Hey, and wear
if
that.
If I can't use it,
good health.
Billy Gibbons can.
Okay, once again, you've got to do the work. You know where the camera is, and you know what to do.
Which one are we doing now?
Right here.
Oh, this is done live at the Hammersmith Odeon from our wonderful worldwide tour that we just finished in Europe. This is I Don't Need No Doctor.